detailing the positive changes unfolding for women, remarkable data about our value to the bottom line of companies, and the power that it gives us to balance our lives and still succeed. But as we talked to women, dozens of them, all accomplished and credentialed, we kept bumping up against a dark spot that we couldn't quite identify, a force clearly holding us back. Why did the successful investment banker mention to us that she didn't really deserve the big promotion she'd just got? What did it mean when the fast-rising engineer, who'd been a pioneering woman in her industry for decades, told us offhandedly that she wasn't sure she was really the best choice to run her firm's new big project? In 2 decades of covering American politics, we have interviewed some of the most influential women in the nation. In our jobs and our lives, we walk among people who you'd assume would brim with confidence. On closer inspection, however, with our new focus, we were surprised to realize the full extent to which the power centers of this nation are zones of female self-doubt. Woman after woman, from lawmakers to CEOs, expressed to us some version of the same inexplicable feeling that they don't fully own their right to rule the top. Too many of the fantastically capable women we met and spoke with seemed to lack a certain boldness,